Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Before J.R.R. Tolkien brought us Lord of the Rings, our Lord Jesus, also an author, the author of life, the author and perfecter of our faith, brought us the Lord of the Sabbath. As you might recall, God commanded his people Israel to observe the Sabbath, to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord. On it you shall do no work, and you shall remember that you were a slave in Egypt until the Lord brought you out. So when someone breaks the Sabbath, they're not simply disobeying God. They are, in a sense, going back to the patterns and habits in Egypt. That is, going back to slavery. Is that what you want to do? Work 7 days a week, 365 days a year, probably die an early death, have no enjoyment for the fruits of your labors? I think another scripture says, vanity, vanity, all is vanity, says the preacher. Man was not made for Sabbath, but the Sabbath for man. We see with baptized eyes that the Sabbath is a gift to us. Although many want to make it a law, it is really a gift to us. You are no longer enslaved to work at the command of men when and where man pleases. You need not order your lives to the time clock of the company soul. You do not need to be a slave to sports programs on Sunday mornings, which remove you from God's holy presence to serve the team and the coach and those who sell hot dogs and Frito-Lays and rent out fields by the hour. How tired a pastor becomes of hearing, "I can't come to church on Sundays, I have to work." Do you? The pastor replies, or do you mean I agreed to? After all, this is America, not Egypt. You mean someone held a gun to your head and said you must work on Sunday morning or you will die? Slavery is what that is. But pastor, there are no other jobs available. Guess what? The employment report just came out on Friday, 3.8%, the lowest it's ever been. You mean you can't get a job anywhere else? Well, the seventh day is supposed to be a Sabbath to the Lord, a rest unto the Lord's reality, his will and desire for man, not to be slaves of men, but to be free unto God, to be served by him, and to serve him as God. 6 out of 7 are for work. 1 out of 7, you are to gather in God's presence to remember what God did for you so you can rest from your labors. Some, however, want to make the Sabbath a religious law to be served as if God made it for himself, as if it were a test of fidelity to the Lord. Unless you observe the Sabbath, you are not holy, not a holy man of God, some think. Jesus and his disciples experienced this in Mark chapter 2, our gospel today, as they traveled through the grain fields, plucking grains that were left for the poor people, as God told them to do in the Old Testament. "Look," said the Pharisees, "why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" I guess the Pharisees wanted Jesus and his disciples to starve. These Sabbatarians were judging Jesus by his own law. Don't forget, Jesus is God. He's the author and perfecter of the faith. He wrote the law in the first place. So does God not abide by his own rules? Or did the Pharisees misread and misapply the law? If the Sabbath means to be in God's holy presence for rest and for worship, then to be in Jesus' presence means it is impossible to break the Sabbath. when Jesus is present. That is why those who must work on Sundays, by the way, like emergency workers and nurses who rotate on that shift, they're not breaking the Sabbath. They can worship on a different day of the week and still be Sabbath keepers because Christ's presence will bless them on a different day. That is, they go to be in Jesus' presence and thereby keep the Sabbath, finding rest in God and rest from their labors. God is gracious and wants that for them. God is pleased that some people work on Sundays in order to show mercy to the sick and to the hungry and the dying, to provide godly care to the neighbor in need. They are not breaking the Sabbath. Secondly, Jesus gave an Old Testament example to the Pharisees of someone whom the Pharisees and all of Israel adored and admired. His disciples and he were considered to be breaking the Sabbath. And that is an example of King David, who seemingly broke the Sabbath and yet remains in their collective minds a faithful man of God. Have you not read what David did when he was in need and was hungry? He and those who were with him, he entered into the house of God in the time of Abiathar the high priest and ate the bread of presence, which is not lawful for any but the priests to eat. And so it gave those who were with him, he gave it to them to eat too. Either David is a terrible Sabbath breaker, or those words, hungry and in need, trumped the Sabbath day laws. For God is a God who desires to show mercy. And the principle Jesus taught them was the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. And by proving to them that he was in the right, he followed up by saying, so the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. Our security team meets today after church. One of the items that we're going to talk about is what to do in the case of a storm, a fire, and probably train everybody what to do if we did have a storm. Where would we go if we had a fire? What would we do? Well, suppose this scenario. The blizzard of 93 reappears in January of 2019. That's coming up. On a Sunday morning, and we all get trapped in church. Now, it's not a potluck Sunday. And old Mother Hubbard discovered that Praise Lutheran cupboards were bare. 3 hours later, Bob Goodrich's beeper goes off. Uh-oh. That's his blood sugar warning. It's getting low. And poor Carolyn, she couldn't find those crackers that she keeps in her purse. So Candace Pettijohn of the Altar Guild knows what to do. She runs to the sacristy and gets out the communion host, the holy bread, though not yet consecrated, and she hands a stack to Bob Goodrich, and Carolyn feeds Bob some of the crackers, some of the wafers that we use for communion, the holy bread. But out of the corner of one person's eye, they see what's going on, and this person is on the evil stewardship committee. Sorry, I had to pick on somebody. And they yell, wait, is it really okay to use the holy bread like that? It's not being used for communion. And he starts a commotion, and people are divided going, oh no, what do we do? What do we do? And so pastor walks up, he raises his hands and says, let us pray. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let these gifts to us be blessed. Let's eat. After Bob recovers, we feed the hungry children and the forgiven stewardship committee. Bread was made for man, not man for bread. J.R.R. Tolkien gave us The Lord of the Rings. Our Lord Jesus gave us the Lord of the Sabbath. Do remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Come to church and be fed the bread of the forgiveness of sins. And remember what God has done for you. Don't be a slave to the world and to your work and to sports programs on Sunday mornings. Do this in remembrance of me, Jesus says. That's worship, not work, not play. And don't turn the Sabbath into a law by which you judge Jesus or any of Jesus' disciples, past and present, who show mercy for the hungry and to help those who are in need. For Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath, and for that we praise the author of life. And we rejoice in his words, which are true. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. In Christ Jesus' name, amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.